What's up, everybody? This is the Man of Steel, Mike Verna, and you are listening to the Three Count Podcast.
Hit him with a three count. Pin him to the ground and the crowd go wild, man. Down, know what y'all like.
We are live.
We're live right now?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, hello, world. Welcome to the Three Count Podcast, debate show. I'm your host, Chaz Evans, and let's go down the roster. Anyway, let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy, your nephew, the cousin, it's the Don, Chaz Evans, the Kenny G of Indie Tag Teams, and you're listening to the debate show. Let's go down the roster. Introducing first, he's my tag team partner. He's the man that runs the show. I don't do shit. I don't run shit. I just talk shit. He's the landlord of the dog pound, and he busted my lip earlier. Ladies and gentlemen, the Red Dog.
Yo, you had it coming. First of all, 46 seconds to the match. You had it coming, man. That's on you. That's not on me. 43 seconds. Yeah, you good. I'm glad you kept time.
I did, definitely.
You know, if it wasn't for you, I would have won that match.
Hey, listen, man. I was trying to win the quarantine cup. I won a quarantine championship title match.
Listen, we both can't be number one, okay? If I'm number one and you're number one, we make 11, okay? That's not how this works.
Anyway, and introducing next, last, but certainly not the least, he's my little brother. And that's literally the only reason he's on this podcast. He doesn't watch any wrestling. He just watches the highlights on YouTube and, you know, what culture. Ladies and gentlemen, he's the drip master, drip driving. You already know what he's got going on. Drip JJ, also known as Q, also known as Napster, also known as Josh, also known as Josh.
Is my lighting work? Is this good?
I mean, you look like you're in an interrogation room, really.
Well, I mean, the light is kind of interrogation-esque. But anyway, drip driving, got the club vibing, thanking the sidewalks for keeping me out the streets, chitty chitty banging, study every day in. How y'all doing?
You know what's funny? You say you got the club vibing, but you're not old enough to get in the club.
I can get into Spirits at Ocean City.
That's not a club.
Technically, it is a club.
If Chaz and I went to a club, the guy would be like, why are you mad? You can't even get in.
Oh, man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the debate show. We got ourselves an awesome show. You already know tonight is Extreme Rules. And, you know, we got to play our favorite game, If I Had the Pencil.
Rules.
You're right about that. You're right. You're actually right about that. But we also got an awesome match to talk about. And then, you know, our usual segments, Temp Check and the wonderful Red Dog Power Ranking. So let's get right jump down into our intro announcements. I shirt. That's all I'm going to say about it. I shirt. Bye. Pro Wrestling Tees 3 Count Podcast. You already know. You see one of our shirts up there behind. You see both of our shirts actually up there behind Cliff. Go buy a shirt. That's all that needs to be said. Please. Please buy a shirt. Actually, you know what? Let us know. Would you rather us move to What a Maneuver, guys? Or would you rather us stay on Pro Wrestling Tees? I'm asking everyone about that. So definitely let us know what you guys think. Tweet us, message us, all that. Let us know what you think. Would it be easier if you all, you know, got our stuff off of What a Maneuver? So definitely let us know. Make sure you follow us on all of our social medias, whether it's 3count_pod at Twitter, or is it 3countpod on everything else, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, what else is there? TikTok, there's Clapper, Rumble. I don't remember Rumble, isn't that a thing?
Yeah, we do have a Rumble account. We haven't really been posting much to it, but we do have one.
We have one. So definitely follow us there. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel. For those of you that are checking us live on YouTube, thank you. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Hit the bell button so you get a notification every time we upload content, because we upload a lot of stuff, not just the debate show. We got an interview show that the Red Dog over there is the spearheading. So, Cliff, let them know what's on the schedule for now entering the ring.
Ooh, I've been super excited because we've been like working so much with so much content behind the scenes. So you guys are going to be able to get caught up with a bunch of stuff that we're doing. So the next episode that we're going to have is River the Psychopath is going to be coming and joining us with us, as well as Big Mo on Thursday. So River the Psychopath will be out on Tuesday. You're going to get Big Mo on Thursday. I mean, two exciting interviews. It was a lot of fun talking with those guys. I cannot wait for you guys to get to check those out. So you know what to do. Check them out when they come out.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you are attentive to the dates that when those interviews come up. Awesome content coming out. So definitely check that out. Let's get right down to it, guys. Match of the week. So this week was a very eventful week in wrestling. So match of the week. JJ, start you off. What is your match of the week? Oh, actually, you know what? I'm flipping the script. Match of the week that isn't Bryan Danielson. Gotta correct myself. Versus Kenny Omega. Let's leave that out since we're going to talk about that in our debate topic. Match of the week that isn't Bryan Danielson versus Kenny Omega on Dynamite. Match of the week, JJ. I hope I didn't just steal your thunder, because if that's what you were going to say.
Look, I set my brief pause up. I was like, you know, let's be like, you know, dramatic. Like, we don't know what it's going to be. And then you're just like, oh, yeah, you can't do that one. It's just like, well, goddamn. All right, so.
Need more time to think, figure out real quick?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, go ahead, Red Dog, because I know you have yours, because it's one of your honorable mentions.
It's usually anything that's going on. Well, let's talk about one that really a lot of people haven't really been talking a lot about. It's kind of been a sneaky one in the middle. But Randy Orton versus AJ Styles on Raw. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun. It was a great match. In fact, like at one time, it was the number one match on my list. So
until Wednesday.
Tells you where it goes.
Until Wednesday?
Yeah, until Wednesday. Yeah, that match blew everything out of the water.
Oh, man. All right. So, okay. I'll go. So, despite I added, you know, the whole caveat that we shouldn't, you know, let's not mention Brian and Kenny. Because if we did, that would be obviously my match of the week. But if I had to give something other than that, I would definitely give it to Hobbs and Punk. For what it was worth, I thought it was very good. It didn't make Hobbs look any less strong by taking the L to Punk. I thought everything that he did as far as in the heat to Punk made sense, and it made him look strong, and it also made Punk look strong as well. You know, saying that, oh, he can survive, you know, a guy like Will Hobbs and still pull the victory out. So that would definitely be my match of the week, would be CM Punk versus Will Hobbs, Powerhouse Hobbs. From Rampage Friday night.
I like it. I like it a lot.
All right, JJ. I didn't give you a lot of time to think about it. I see the gears still moving in his head. See the steam coming out of his ears through his headphones. Match of the week. Don't hurt yourself now. It's only the first segment of the show.
I want to try something. I'm gonna do something different. I want to make sure I have a different match. I don't want to enter the same matches.
Five years later,
WWE really sucked this week. Honestly,
I mean, when you're in Arthur Ashe Stadium, you know, where they hold the U.S. Open.
You're like, oh my god,
a building that doesn't hold wrestling
that also wasn't really prepared for wrestling either. I don't know if you guys saw the room or saw the movements or not.
Oh no,
a lot of bad things happened at the show. Like, so like concession stands, well, while JJ gets to thinking about his last match,
yes,
please. So while at the stadium, like apparently like the show got started, right? But people left because, like, right before the entrance of, like, AEW Dynamite starting, and they didn't get back for, like, 35 minutes from getting, like, their foods because concession stands weren't ready for that many people to come through and get food and stuff like that. So they were under. And so there's, like, I know there was a story about one guy who was sitting down. He saw the guy leave, and he didn't come back with his food till after the Daniel Bryan Brian Danielson, Kenny Omega match, and halfway into Punk's promo. So, like,
hey,
yeah. So 35 minutes of sitting in line, just like waiting for somebody, you know what I mean? Or waiting to get their food and stuff. So yeah, that was the thing I saw that happen. I was like, oh, brother, that sucks.
I mean, that's bad, you know, as far, you know, but bad and good things. Like you want, you rather have not prepared, like, you know, and that's weird to say. Like, would you rather not be prepared for something like, you know, for all those fans? Because it means like, oh, why, you know, there's a lot of people there. You know, and that, if you look at it, you know, in that sense, oh, there's so many people here that we weren't even expecting this. But at the same time, you know, missing that match of all matches is, yeah. I mean, standing in line for 30 minutes for anything, period, at any type of event is bad, point blank.
Dude, I don't like standing in front. I don't stand in lines for roller coasters, bro.
Like, see, that's the one thing I understand. I understand that for a roller coaster, standing in line.
Standing in line for 2 hours for a 5 minute ride, bro.
Or not two, not
five this second not, ride.
2 hours, no. I think it also depends on the ride.
Yeah,
I think, yeah. Like if we're good, like if we're talking about the Dominator and at King's Dominion, I understand that I'm gonna wait a while.
But people were mad because they're like, why would you put Punk or why would you put Danielson and Kenny Omega first? Like, why would you not? Like,
this right? Is the I mean. Most-
anticipated matchup for a long time, and you mean to tell me that you're like, that should be the main event? Have you watched AEW? Like, most of the time, like, those big announcements, those big things that are happening are usually first.
Yeah, they usually, yeah, really, they're always in the first half.
Yeah.
I got my pick.
Got your pick? All right, cool. What is it?
Match who cares?
Piper versus Eva Marie.
So, all right, cool. Moving on to our
Joking. Okay, it's gonna be Roman and the Usthugs versus New Day.
Okay,
I want to. I'll take that.
I'll take that.
You like how I said Usthugs?
I did, and I'm okay with that. Because I'm one half of the most undeniable tag team called the Negroes.
You are the Kenny G of tag team wrestling.
Listen, I love it. I fucking love it. I'm in. Listen, that's gonna be my Twitter name at the end of the show. Like, so if you don't follow me already at @Chaz_TheDon, definitely follow me right now because you'll see that my Twitter name is one half of the most undeniable tag team, the Negroes. But after this show, it will be Kenny G of any tag teams. Shout out to Tyler Ash for giving me that nickname today. But no, JJ, Bloodline versus the New Day was definitely fire. Definitely a good match. I think that's partially why a lot of people tuned into Raw was for that match. That's why I watch Raw. I know, and I say it every week. I don't watch Raw, but I did watch that match on Raw. But moving on, let's get on to our first debate topic. Let's get right down to what you came here to do, and that was to listen to us debate about predetermined sports. So, you already heard us talk about it. Brian Danielson versus Kenny Omega. No debate on that. That match was definitely fire. There's no debate about that. That was a clinic they put on there this past Wednesday night up in Queens. So, what we're going to debate though is whether or not was Brian Danielson versus Kenny Omega the best televised wrestling match. So, the best match ever to be on TV, free TV. This is not including pay-per-view matches, but not including any of that, but free TV on network television where I can go type in the channel number wrestling's on. Is this the best television match? I want to start with you, Cliff, and then I'll go with you, JJ, and then I'll finish us off at the end.
So I'm going to lean with a yes, man. I love this match. No pun intended to Daniel Bryan. But
Brian Danielson.
No. To Daniel Bryan, because that's his thing, because Brian Danielson doesn't do that. So no pun for Daniel Bryan. But Brian Danielson and Kenny Omega, yeah, I liked this match a lot. I thought it went all over the place. I thought there was a lot of great stuff going on. Technically, it was sound. The story was great. The finish was awesome. I liked how, like, we pretty much told like the story about two just elite guys like trying to get the one up on each other aside from the elite. But I love the fact that we got all these like meshes, this like great movement of forces, right? And it wasn't necessarily like the immovable object meets the unstoppable force. It was just two really great wrestlers wanting to have a match against each other with nothing on the line, because this wasn't even a title match. This was just two dudes who are just going to throw it down. And I liked that effect that it went to a draw. I liked the fact that we got this great story out of it and that there's still more to tell. Like, not one person was better than the other on this night. They were just good. And I love the fact that the first match in months for Bryan Danielson was against Kenny Omega. And that they legit, like, he's like, yeah, I've been gone for like a few months. I haven't really been wrestling. And yeah, I'm still pretty good. Just wait till I start doing some more stuff. I'm gonna get a lot better. Plus, he got to do some stuff that he never did in WWE, which I was definitely all about. So yeah, I liked it. And I would say, yes, it was.
All right, Joshy.
So, I don't really watch AEW that much. However, I watched this match.
I was about to say, your ass was watching Dynamite this week.
That's it. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to give no commentary.
Turns like I can respect that. I can respect that.
Is that your goddamn
point? Goddamn.
The floor is yours.
Oh, okay. All right then. All right, so so we're debating on whether or not it's the best TV match, right? And when we think about this, right, we're talking a lot of matches that's been on television. And so I think it's a little premature for us to say it's the best TV match. I really do. Now, not to say that this match wasn't, you know, fucking god tier. Like, I'm not discrediting this match at all, because like Cliff, like you stated, like, there was a lot of good things, like the story was told, because from the beginning when I gotta get saying Bryan Danielson, so used to saying Daniel Bryan, but when Bryan Danielson debuted, right, at All Out, and when he came in Dynamite saying who he wanted to face, he told him, he said, I'm here to prove that Kenny Omega is not on my level. As good as everyone says that Kenny is, he's not on my level. That was the story coming in, right? And it wasn't for the title. It was an exhibition match in front of 20,000 fans. And the crowd was involved. I feel like, and a lot of people might get some hate tweet, some hate tweets for this, but they're in front of 20,000 fans. Of course the crowd was going to be invested. It's not like we are accustomed to how AEW fans are at shows. They're a good crowd. An AEW crowd is always a good wrestling crowd, no matter what. They can put on Riho versus the Bunny, and the crowd would probably pop insane for that anyway. Would they not, Cliff? Would they not? Would they not? Yes, they would. Yes, they would.
That's a stretch.
Yeah, it's a stretch, but
it's a mad stretch.
Mad stretch, really? I don't think it's that much.
Yeah, stretch, I don't think they're popping for Riho and the Bunny like you think they would. Thunder Rosa and the Bunny, yeah, because at least they could cheer for Thunder Rosa. But between Riho and the Bunny,
All right, fine, whatever. But my point being that, while as though this match is good and it deserves all the credit that it gets, saying that it's the best television match is premature when we've had matches that involve Stone Cold Steve Austin on television, when we have matches like Bret Hart, Shawn, Cena, Edge. We've had all these other guys come before Bryan Danielson and Kenny, who's put on banger of matches on free TV. Are we going to forget about Shawn and Cena in London on Raw? Are we really going to? But that's the thing. You're saying yes.
I'm saying yes. I didn't remember that was a match.
You didn't? What the match we're at, their rematch from WrestleMania? Where they been in London?
Didn't watch it. Well, don't remember it. Watched it, don't remember it.
I need you to watch that. I need you to rewatch it. Because I did, like, all jokes aside, I need you to rewatch it. But though, like, that match comes to mind when I think about one of the greatest, you know, the best TV matches. Not to say that this match can't be. I'm not saying that this, like, no, fuck no. This is not the best TV match. I'm not saying that. I just think it's premature that we're calling this the best television match. When there have been other great matches that I can tell, that I can name, that's been on that same level. Because like I said, they did everything right. Like, Brian and Kenny killed it. They told the story. Whether, like, they showed me, okay, is Kenny on Brian Danielson's level? We know who Brian Danielson is. We've seen him. This is the guy that at WrestleMania 30 beat Randy Orton and Batista in a triple threat. Main event. Not only that, he opened WrestleMania that night and won in the main event, won the world title. This is the guy who, you know, the crowd went by. We know who Brian Danielson is. We've never seen Brian Danielson and Kenny Omega, you know, unless you watch it way, way back in their, you know, their early years. But we've never seen these two versions of these two people face off. And just that alone builds the hype and the excitement. So we're already, your match already is at a 7 just off of excitement. If we're going at a 10 out of 10 match, we're already at a 7 because we're excited for this. This is a dream match. And the crowd, of course, invested into it. Boom. The storytelling. Yes. All of it is good. But there are other matches that I think that can go up toe-to-toe to say that it's the best tag. Not best tag. I'm sorry. Best television match.
Well, you put out Cena and Michaels in London. I have to go back and watch it. You might be right. But name me another.
All right, so we can go with, let's see here. Now I'm trying to think off the top of the dome. Let's see. I love when my encyclopedia is not here for me when I need him.
Well, and I only say that. I only say in a sense that when was the last time that we saw two top guys from a rival promotion?
So.
Okay. At each other on free TV, right? Because we can be honest. Rock and Austin, obviously. Rock and Hogan, right? Hogan coming over from the NWO style, right? From WCW coming over. That was massive. That was a massive shake. But that was on WrestleMania, right? We haven't had something like that, right? Like, I mean, I guess, and although their timing was off, it would have been equivalent to AJ Styles and Chris Jericho when AJ first got into WWE, to me at least. That's how I saw it.
Right.
I was like, yo, I was very hyped about it because it was like a good, you're talking about the two best going at each other, right? Yeah. Two top tier going at each other. And like, you know what I mean? Like it was good, right? I would say, you know, another match, like on free TV though, like I don't get another one like that. I mean, you could have other elements, mm-hmm. but these were first times that these dudes had been in the ring in a minute. And here they are clashing on TNT.
Yeah. To give you another match, I would think that would be up, you know, up there would be Sasha and Kairi from Great American Bash. I think is one we can argue. Like I said, when we talk about best ever and all that stuff, we get into those type of conversations. It's always subjective. I want to make sure we put that. It's always subjective because I can say this match is the best and you can say that match is the best and you have your reasons behind why it's the best and your reasons could be valid. And I can have my reasons to say why this match is better, you know, and have valid reasons. So it's all subjective, but I would put Kairi and Sasha up there from Great American Bash last year as one of the best TV matches of all time, to name another, even give you a more recent match than just Cena and Shawn in London, because what was that? Oh, shit.
Yeah, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, I think, because WrestleMania 23 was 06.
Right.
I would think that if I got a match on free TV, it would have been like equivalent to this, right? Yeah. It would have been like Taker and Michaels one on one, just on the whim, right? I would have been like that. Like, and I'm talking about like a Taker Michaels match from like WrestleMania, because I felt like this match, like I said, this match ran. I would compare this match to that match and WrestleMania 25. Like, that's how good I thought it was. Mm-hmm. And we got that on TNT. So you have to find that caliber of a match. To me, that's my opinion. You have to find that caliber of a match to those guys. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how high I thought of this match, was that here you go. And mind you, I know the Meltzer rating system, and I know that Kenny Omega Okada match. I don't care. But for Kenny,
we've already talked about Kenny, how yeah. Dave's but ratings Kenny, don't mean shit on this podcast. So.
For Kenny and Brian Danielson, this match at Grand Slam was equivalent to me to what Taker and Michaels was at 25.
You got a point, JJ? Anything you want to say?
I said all I needed to say. Look, like, does this still... that still count?
JJ, wow, now here.
There we go. Yeah, that's... Let the church say amen.
Hey, yo, get out of here.
Let the church say amen.
That's your, that, you know what, man? That's your brother.
It is. And I can't, you know what? I accept him for who he is and what he is.
Let the church
say
amen.
I mean, you're right. I mean, I do put it up there. Like, if we had Taker and Sean, you know, type of match, you know, we take out WrestleMania and everything. And I also feel like WrestleMania helps that match. It also, you know, speed that spectacular to it as well. Because I also believe, you know, the venue and everything, all other circumstances, you know, help build, you know, as far as how good in the match was. Because like I said, in ring stuff can be all as good as everything, but it's always the other stuff that helps enhance what you call it, match. But the bad thing about it is I want to say it is. I really do. Like, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed the hell out of this match. The finish the finish was beautiful. And the finish was perfectly. It was booked perfect. Like, everything about the match was done to perfection. Don't get me wrong about that. I'm not knocking anything about this match. Like, I can't tell you anything wrong. And I can always find something wrong with the Kenny match. I can't tell you anything wrong about this match. It's just, I think there are a lot of other matches. If we really sit and have a deep discussion and go back and look at other different television matches and really sit and think, we can name at least, I think all three of us can at least name at least five other matches that we can be like, oh, okay, that can go up on that list. That can go up, and that's 15 other matches if we all combine all together.
I mean, so, you're right. It could be recency bias, you know. But yeah, if we really like took a deep dive and like actually like did more like research and like, oh yeah, that match, this match, you know what I mean? Yeah, theoretically, yeah, we could probably put some matches up there. It's like, yeah, those matches are pretty damn good. But I do think it's also a recency bias. But yeah, this match is
Well, then let's get on to the temp check. Let's go check some temperatures. All righty, temp check. So temp check, for those of you who are our new viewers and just checking this out for the first time, temp check is our segment where we go in and we talk about, or we don't talk about it, but sometimes we talk about it, but we go in and tell you guys who do we think is our hottest or coldest wrestler going into the week. Depending on how we feel this week, somebody might give you a hot and a cold wrestler, or somebody might give you a cold or give you none. So temp check. Cliff, who you got?
So let's go with the Heat. Let's go with the Heat first before we go with the Cool. Cause I feel like
I love the Heat, brother.
I feel like the Cool is gonna really irk some people's feelings. So in the Heat side, I want to say that my wrestler on ups and ups, let's be real, it's going to be kind of simple to say, psych. Actually, I'm going to make it different. Adam Cole. Like, just yeah. that great. And I know you're going to be Decipher. It's a great match with the Super Click. Plus, you know, when he was on Dynamite, he had a fire stuff going on. So I definitely am super hyped about it. Cold-wise, this is probably going to hurt somebody's feelings. It's going to hurt a lot of people's feelings. But I need an ABP put out for Swerve Scott. Where's my man, Swerve? Where is Hit Row?
They're building Hit Row up, okay? That's why they had, what you call it, Shawty in a match. Like, they're building everyone.
No, they had B-Fab in a match last week. Yes. But where has Hit Row been?
Leave Cousin Swerve alone.
I would love to, but I can't find him. Leave him alone.
Swerve alone. He's just trying to get his mixtape out, bro.
Okay.
All right. So, all right, temp check. How does Russell going into this week? Only thing is this. You might think I'm going to say Bryan Danielson. You might think I'm going to say CM Punk or Kenny Omega, but I'm not. How does Russell going into this week right now for me is my tribal chief, your tribal chief, the man that sits at the head of the table, the reigning, defending, universal champion, Roman Reigns, going in as my hottest wrestler going in this week. Come on, man. Yeah, he was. Not only did he have a 6-man tag with his, you know, with his brothers in arms, his bloodline backing him, but that same night, my man was in a triple threat match, right? Did he not come out victorious?
He did.
Right. And what happened on SmackDown this past week on the Tribal Chiefs show? Because that wasn't even on his show. He was on Big E show, doing all that. What do you do on his show? He made Montez for his bitch. Now, is he the demon out of that book? Yeah, that happened too. But. that happened. Before that happened, Roman Reigns was wiping the floor, okay? He was wiping Montez Ford's ass all over Fox's broadcast station, all right? So that's my hottest wrestler going into this week. With my Uso. Okay, my bloodline, my family member, because, you know, that's Samoan pride right there, right? The tribal chief, Roman Reigns, is the hottest wrestler going into this week. But the coldest, I have two this week. Coldest wrestler going into this week. I hate to say it. I really do. But it's got to be the Revival. Or FTR, I'm sorry. Let me fix it. FTR. I say this because FTR, yes, losing to Sting and Darby isn't bad in the grand scheme of things, not bad, but looking at where FTR was at the beginning of the year and looking at where FTR is now going into this week, it's like, so FTR is my coldest wrestlers going this week. By the way, that was a fire ass tag match, which was also my, you know, I would have thrown up there if I didn't pick Hobbs and Punk. That would be my next match of the week because that was a fire tag match. Sting was showing his ass. Sting was showing his ass in that match. He guess what? All the haters and all of wrestling Twitter who says Sting can't work anymore and needs to, you know, hang it up. No, he doesn't. He showed that he can still go. And that just because he almost died by the hands of Seth Rollins doesn't mean he can't still work.
Oh, no. He looked amazing. Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Sting looked good. So,
you know who made Sting look like Sting? FTR. And they're amazing.
Yes, and that's facts. Absolutely. I'm not, and as I said, that don't want to take anything away from FTR. FTR is still one of my favorite tag teams to watch. I'm still watching their shit and stealing their shit.
I was like, they made Sting look like $1 million.
And they did. Yes, absolutely. Like I said, losing to Sting and Darby isn't bad. It's just, you look at where FTR was and then where they're at now. You got to see, all right, what's next for them? And then you look at the Pinnacle as a whole. Because Sean Spears lost to who this past week? Darby, right? FTR lost to who? Darby and Sting. Only person that's really doing anything out of the Pinnacle is MJF.
Yeah.
And granted, he's the star of the team, and you know, that's all fine and dandy, but FTR, you know, lost to Santana and Ortiz. And it's like, what's next? They lost that, you know, they lost that feud with Inner Circle, and they're still losing. So that's why I have them as my coldest wrestlers going into this week. That's really, really why. Because you look at the, you know, FTR booked real strongly when they first came in, and even when they won the belts, even after the fact when they lost the belts to the Young Bucks, they were still booked strongly. There were some mishaps and hiccups along the way, but that's weekly episodic TV. That's what it is for you. But they were booked strong. It was, you know, in a circle match, a few they were going, they looked good. But as after the Blood and Guts matches, when FTR started to, you know, dip down as far as things for me. So that's my coldest wrestler. JJ, who you got? Hottest wrestler going of the week or coldest wrestler? So, yeah.
Hottest wrestler right now, or who, not hottest wrestler right now, but one of the hottest, I would say, is Demon Finn Balor.
Really?
Yep. I'm going to go Demon Finn Balor is one of the hottest wrestlers right now.
You think he's winning? Oh, we'll talk about that.
Now, the coldest, and I mean the absolute coldest.
The freezing ice pit cold.
Down in the Mariana Trench. Oh. Out there freezing with the Titanic. Evelyn Marie.
Oh, God.
I mean, she's pretty cold, though.
Am I wrong?
It's not like there's much expectation for her anyway.
I mean, exactly. So
it's not like we have much expectation, but am I wrong?
I mean, you can say that. You can, but if with that logic, you can say her every week as your cold thrust to go.
I was going to start a trend with that this week. Like, I was going to start a trend with that and just say Eva Marie because she's always going to be cold.
Next week, are you going to say Eva Marie?
Yeah, she might not even be on the card, damn it. Actually, no, she might fight Piper again for like the billionth time. Ugh. But, all right. Anyway, real coldest wrestler right now. Her name is
Dewdrop. It's not Piper Neville.
It's Piper.
It's Viper, first of all.
Same thing. Regardless, that's not her name anyway. It's Dewdrop.
Who?
Excalibur's wife. By the way, that blew my mind that they were a thing. Like, that actually like blew my mind. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. I didn't know they were a thing. But
you know the funny thing was, I saw their photo and I was like, oh, that's nice. She got married. No idea that was Excalibur. Until just now when you said that, I was like,
what?
Oh, I didn't know that Excalibur either. With his mask on.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. I see.
You said it just now. I was like, oh.
So when I saw their wedding picture, right, whatever fucking wrestling page that shared it said it was Excalibur and Dewdrop. That's the only reason why I know that. Is that it said, yeah, congratulations to Excalibur and what you call it, Dewdrop on their, you know, their marriage. And I was like, oh, that's how he looks without a mask.
I was just like, I saw the photos and so I was like, oh, she looks so cute and happy. Congratulations to her. Then you said that. I was like, oh, shit, that's what it's called.
That's why he wasn't at Dynamite a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
Yeah, so, but yeah, shout out to Excalibur and Dewdrop, their wedding.
Can't wait to see her come to AEW.
At this point, it's a matter of time. Funny thing is, since you said that, Cornette said this, and it was very, it's funny that he said it, and it's a true thing. He said recently on his podcast, he was like, he said, the shit is ridiculous. Not only do the young guys want to go to AEW, the fucking legends want to go. And that tells you something. That really should tell you something about what AEW is bringing to the wrestling world. And it's whether you know whether you hate it, you love it, you just don't care for it. You gotta game admits game, and so you gotta give them their flowers and respect to Tony Khan and the Bucks. Fuck them, and Kenny and all of them, and what they've been able to accomplish so far. All right. Let's play our favorite game. Before we play, though, Cliff, how's our chat going? Is anyone talking to us, or are we by ourselves?
So we are by ourselves because had an issue. We had an issue with our chat, and we got kicked off our stream. So, yeah.
Did? Oh, that sucks.
Yeah,
it sucks. You know what?
Sorry, guys. It happens.
Oh, man.
We double checked, and then you know what? Maybe I'll buy an Ethernet cable and connect it up to my laptop physically so that way we have strong connections all the time.
That's why I got an Ethernet, man.
Shut up, JJ. No one cares about you at Millersville, South Dakota.
Funny thing is, we had an outbreak, JJ. We passed by, Millersville University. Every time we passed by, I go, hey, we should go just, pull up on JJ, see what he's doing.
Oh, you scared the crap out of me.
I know. Listen, one day it's going to happen because I'm up at outbreaks like home fed for me. So one day I'm just going to pull up.
And oh, yeah, because you guys are actually closer than – you guys are like probably like 45 minutes.
Allentown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all righty, let's play our favorite game. If I had the pencil. All right, Extreme Rules is tonight. Not much Extreme Rules going on, but
– lame rules.
It's still a show, and it's still we got to play our wonderful game to see who gets the golden pencil at the end of the year. So let's get right down to it. I have my paper, I have my pen, and if I have the pencil, let's start this off with our with a singles match. It's probably it's the only non-title match on the card. We got Liv Morgan versus Mella is Money. JJ, if you had the pencil.
Liv Morgan should go over.
Where it should.
Will they? I don't know, but I'm going Liv, okay?
You going Liv?
Yes, I am.
All right. Glad you have faith in her. All right.
I'm having faith in WWE Creative. This is probably the worst thing ever to say.
Listen, Monday Night Raw was a one-time only thing. That the Bloodline versus New Day was a one-time thing, bro. Don't give them that much credit. But you got Liz. All right, Red Dog, who you got?
Where is this event at again?
It is in where the fuck are they at? Where are they at?
I think
San Jose, California.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go with Liv.
Smart, I'm sorry. No. They're in Columbus. They're in Columbus. I'm sorry. They were supposed to be in San Jose, but with what you call it?
COVID
and whatnot. So they're in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, I'm still going to go with Liv.
You want with Liv?
Yeah, had it been in New York, I would have said Carmella because, they don't ever like to put people who come from their hometown, like, over. And we know that Carmella is actually from Massachusetts. Not from Staten Island.
All right. I'm going with Liv. I don't think Liv's winning, but I want to go with Liv as if I had the pencil. They just don't know what to do with Liv. They know that the fans are behind her, and I don't know why they won't pull the trigger on her. But I'm going with Liv out of hope. that they do something right by her tonight. That maybe tonight's her night.
They're gonna push her. It's gonna be way too late. Fans are gonna start not.
And that's
not gonna care. They're gonna be like, the problem.
You're not over anymore, so we can't really use you. Let her go to AEW. I bet you she'd shine over there.
And then, and
absolutely.
And the crazy thing that, and it's funny that you say that, because that's the thing. And that's the thing I don't want to happen, is that when wrestlers in WWE are frustrated, that the automatic go spot is AEW.
Go to Impact. Bet you go over. Bet you get over there.
And but the funny thing is, I can see her getting over in Impact. That's the thing. I can see her getting, being a little bit more successful in Impact than AEW, because AEW is gonna get lost in the shuffle. It's like the rest of the other women they have over there.
Go to Ring of Honor. Bet you should shine over there.
Eh.
I'm just gonna start throwing out names now.
No, I'm about to say,
go to NWA. I bet you shine over there.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Get over to Shimmer. On the real, though, I do have to mention this because we didn't talk about this, but this is something that's going to be. So we know that the Knockouts division for Impact is getting ready to have their own show come out.
Yes.
Shout outs to Lane Rosario, who is one of the referees on that show.
Shout out Lane.
Yeah.
I...
Our very own Lane.
They grow up so fast.
I'm so proud of her. I wear a shirt in the gym now all the time.
As we're talking about our ladies, let's go talk about our ladies in Raw, on the Raw side of things, the Raw Women's Championship. We got Charlotte Flair defending her title against Alexa Bliss. Yeah, who you got?
This, I'm just like, I don't know how, I like, should they put the title on Alexa? I guess so. You know what I mean? The problem becomes that, like, with, you know, you do supernatural gimmicks, you know what I mean? And also, Alexa gets hurt a lot.
And she shied away from the supernatural stuff a lot more. And now it's just the doll, the creepy doll thing is her thing now. I think
that's still supernatural.
I know.
It's still basically just a copy of Bray Wyatt, but
yeah.
Let's not dwell on that.
I mean, hey, Charlotte said it in her promo. Was it 2 weeks ago? Wasn't this past week? The week before last? Wasn't this week?
It was last week?
Yeah, last week. Yeah, when she was like, talking about originality. You have no right to talk about originality. And you know,
I mean, none of them have either. To
talk. Well, absolutely. If we're talking to both of them, as far as we're just singling those two out, yes. Originality. I mean,
one's literally just, I'm Ric Flair's daughter.
And the other is
I'm
the Fiend's cop.
The female Fiend.
Yeah.
Well,
who are you picking, Josh? If you had
this one's hard. Like, realistically, it's hard because, like, you know, you don't bet against Flair. But I could also see her, them making her lose, then for her to get it back the next day. I'm going Flair.
Woo!
I can't believe I just said that.
Woo! I don't bet against Flair. I learned my lessons way too many times.
And, like, you would think, like, you know, her crushing the doll, yeah, Alexa's definitely winning. Because she crushed the doll, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Doll's going to come back and bite her. Yeah. Cliff, who you got?
I feel like they're going to pull some BS where, like, the doll is actually afraid of Charlotte, and then Charlotte wins. Like, I wouldn't put it past WWE for that. I really wouldn't. I just wouldn't.
So I'm going to ask my special friend, who's going to win? Liddy, who do you have to win? Woo! That's a good pick.
Rick Flair.
Yeah, I don't blame you, because it's just like, at the same time, it's also like Alexa is injury prone. You know what I mean?
For those who didn't know and couldn't see because, you know, audio. Yeah, that was my shaker totally telling you that Charlotte's gonna win.
Oh man. Alrighty, moving.
Yeah, just go. Yeah. That was hard.
Moving on to Fox side of things, Friday Night SmackDown. I got the tag team titles are on the line. We got the Usos versus the Street Profits for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. If I had the pencil, I don't see the Usos losing anytime soon as far as the tag team titles. I think the bloodline thing is working for them. So, I'm going with Usos.
Us thugs.
Can't spell, apparently. I put U-S-U-O-S. I'm like, that's not... JJ, who you have?
Us thugs.
The Us thugs. Right?
I gotta go with the seventh best team, according to WWE, of all time. The Usos.
Usos.
The fact that they're at seven, I'm still like mind boggled by this.
I don't care for WWE rated things anymore. Once they did the tag team thing, and I watched the thing I watched from 50 to when they got up to like the 30s, and I said, yeah, I'm over this. So I don't care for anything that they rank because their rules and their criteria sucks.
Wasn't the New Day number one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you know who number 20 was?
Who?
Undisputed Era.
20?
Guess where Adam Cole is.
Now we're on the list.
Not there. Put it out there.
Petty Vince.
What's petty is, I'm still going to go out and say, I'm still on this, that the Revival wasn't on the list.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's
at
that's,
all.
Yeah. And they should have been. They won what, Raw tag titles. They won the NXT tag titles. And they won the SmackDown.
I think they were the first team to like triple crown.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they were. Team. Yes, they were.
Yes. And no other team has done that. And they're not on the list. And that's why, like I said, I don't care for anything that WWE lists as far as any chart that she's made.
And people like, I put it out there. Like, I remember like arguing about this on TikTok, and I have no idea why I was even involved in this argument. But I put it out there. I was like, yo, why did FTR not make this? They are injury prone. I was like, motherfucker, you mean to tell me that the Quebecers are a better team than FTR? Really? Get out of here. It's like, Too Cool made the list? Really? Like, they were 50. Or they were 49.
I was saying, they were up there. They were like at the top of the list. Hey, I said, I don't give a shit for anything that WWE ranks anymore after the tag team. Because that threw me. All right, let's keep going. Let's go back to Raw. USA Network, the United States Championship is on the line. Drew Galloway. That's not what that says on my screen.
Drew Galloway. Oh,
that's wow. Not what's on my side. Like, I don't know where I got Drew Galloway from. I'm looking
Drew
at it saying,
Galloway.
I'm looking at Damian Priest. Guys. Yeah. But Drew Galloway came out of my mouth.
They look alike. I get it.
Hey,
they're
twins.
One's got a fake tan, the other one's got a real tan, and you just was like, hey, you know what? Chop it in the middle. I'm surprised you didn't be like Damian Galloway.
Oh, I definitely said Drew Galloway, and that's wild. All right. Let's try that again. So the WWE United States Championship is on the line. Damian Priest is defending his title in a triple threat match against Jeff Hardy and Sheamus. I guess you could count this as a extreme rules in a sense because the triple threat is no disqualification, right? Yeah, I know.
Lame.
I know. Listen. I gotta try to make up.
For Who booked this?
Vince. No.
Kevin Dunn.
Kevin Dunn. Bruce Pritchard.
We didn't need him. I didn't. Hunter. Get well. Get well soon.
Yeah, shout out to what's it called, Paul Levesque. Hope you make a speedy recovery. But yeah, Damian Priest, Jeff Hardy, Sheamus, triple threat match, U.S. title on the line. Cliff, who you got?
I'm taking Damian Priest.
Wouldn't it be like WWE to have him lose during Hispanic Heritage Month?
Bro, I will.
Yes, they would. Yes, they would.
I fucking hate that you said that.
I just, you
know what? Now I didn't even see
it. Yo, now you put it in my mind. I'm like, yo, I got to change my pick.
And now, now it's like, now I kind of want to lean towards Jeff.
No, they're going to make the Irishman win.
I just thought about it. You know, as you would, I'm writing Damian Priest, and I'm like, they're going to have him lose. I'm gonna still go with Damian Priest. I'm not gonna change my pick now just because I said that. I'm gonna go with it, stick with it. But let me write my pick, Damian Priest. But yeah, I see them putting it. I don't know about Sheamus though. I can see them putting it on Jeff.
Yeah, I would see they put him on. And see, the funny thing is because he's been like really pushing to get this driven in, I see them putting it on Jeff, and then the next night on Raw, like him show up as Willow.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, son of a bitch.
But like, yeah, we know WWE does that. Like that's the thing. We know they're known to doing shit like that.
Yeah, because Vince is literally like an evil man.
Like
he is so evil.
Like I said, I'm still going with Priest taking the dub, but it wouldn't shock me if he loses. It wouldn't. And it sucks because I like Damian Priest as, you know, United States champion. But JJ, who you going with?
I'm going with Damian Priest, but you know, okay. you opened my eyes, okay?
Definitely fucked me up on that one.
Yeah, you like threw a curveball at me. I'm like, wait, oh right, that is so true.
Like I said, it just can't listen. Y'all know me. I don't think before I speak when I'm on this podcast, as we all know. But I'm just sitting here thinking, like, oh. Definitely Hispanic Heritage Month. It's not unlike them to do something like that. So, yeah. I'm sticking with Damian Priest, though. Hopefully he takes it up because I need a good percentage going in. At least the next like quarter, which is the last quarter of the year, so I can get this golden pencil. All right, moving on. Back to Smack the Down. This Women's Championship is on the line. Becky Lynch is defending her Women's Championship against Bianca Belair. JJ, who you got? Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair.
I don't think they're going to even back to Bianca. I'm going to be honest with you.
I
don't think they are. I think she's gonna lose.
I agree. I agree with you on that one. I don't see her. I'm gonna write that down with Becky. I don't see them giving it to me either. Especially what they're doing with as far as Becky's heel.
Yeah.
Becky's
gonna win.
Yeah.
And I hate it because I just hate how they just did it dirty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but hindsight being 2020, looking back, you're funny. I get it. Because if you look at it, you know, we don't know exactly what Sasha's status is what, what's going on with
Sasha out there being a Mandalorian, yo.
I don't know, but are they filming that or they already filmed that, though? I thought they already filmed.
They already filmed it, but I feel like they're going back and doing more things.
Reshoots, yeah.
Doing reshoots, okay. So, if that is, if that's the case, regardless of whatever the case may be, or whether why Sasha isn't there or is there, there is no legitimate heel. I'm not gonna say heels. There is no legitimate threat to Bianca as champion.
Oh wow, we ran into the same problem with Sasha. Who knew?
Maybe, but like we have said before on this podcast, like we said that very week when it happened, like we said, that's just the WWE thing, and it's just a wrestling thing. Yeah, like it's you can find that. any promotion, you can look at it and be like, oh, there are no challengers for this champion. And that's whether it's babyface or if they're a heel.
Yeah, feel like I went into a huge rant about that.
You did.
You did. You went all.
And to also be fair, I remember like we were talking about this rant, and I probably should have mentioned this too. Like, we didn't talk about like it's a rare thing that happens where a person loses their belt so quickly. It really is. I mean, but the problem is we've noticed it in two individuals because we talked about how shitty it was that Daniel Bryan got fucked up his match at WrestleMania.
Yeah,
that was terrible.
The KOD, take it back. See what I mean? Full circle.
Yeah, not like it's just they ran. Yeah, is there was nothing else for Bianca to do as champion when you really look at it, because that's like, what was she going to do? Like, well, let's just look at that. You know, Sasha's not there. Who is she going to want to face? You know, as a liable champion, not a liable champion, but as a liable challenger to her belt after, let's just say Becky didn't show up at SummerSlam. We had the match with Carmella. All right, cool. She beats Carmella. What's next?
Selena Vega.
But do you believe, okay, and so here's the thing. Do you believe that Selena Vega could beat Bianca Belair in a match?
She hasn't won a match since she got back.
Alrighty then, my point exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's on WWE.
You're right. But here's the thing. They could have built, though. They could have put Naomi. They could have built all these other
stuff. I thought they were going to put Naomi with the family. You know what I'm saying?
So I think they're building towards that.
I think they are, too. Yeah.
I think that's going to happen down the line. I think that's what they're teasing.
Should have happened already.
No, I don't think so. I like the way they're doing it right now. It's a build. It's a build. But Cliff, I didn't get your, your pick. Who you got, Becky or Bianca?
I'm taking the man.
Yeah. Hell. All righty. So there we go. We have our final match on the card. We got my tribal chief, your tribal chief, the man that sits at the head of the table, the reigning defending heavyweight champion of the universe, Roman Reigns, in an extreme rule match against the demon, Finn Balor. Who do you got winning tonight? JJ, who are you picking? Are you picking the Tribal Chief or are you picking the Demon?
I'm picking the Tribal Chief.
Tribal Chief.
I just think that they're just building up Roman, man. Who's getting fed to him this month? That's all I see.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and I think I said, I said before, at this point now, it's time to feed Roman everybody you can to set him up for Rock or whoever is, you know, the big name that's coming in to what you call it, to not say take the belt from Roman, but to come in and face Roman for this belt. Because we know, Rock's now doing the Rock bottom, not Rock, but Roman's doing the Rock bottom now. I know we noticed that on Raw, right? Roman's doing the Rock bottom. Or the man slam, whatever you want to call it. He's, you know, the bookend. Roman's doing that move now, right? And it's got to be, you know, teases of leading up to Rock versus Roman. So at this point now, it's let's feed Roman all the challengers that we can until Rock gets there. So where we're like, all righty, Roman has beaten such and such. I've beaten this guy. Yeah, you're the Rock and whatnot. You're the people's champion. You're the legend. But I'm the tribal chief. So for the next however long until we get Roman versus Rock, it's going to be, who are we feeding Roman to until Rock comes in? And I know that's, it kind of like, it look at it diminishes everything that Roman's doing so far. But it's not, because what Roman's doing is good. It's not like it's bad. It's good stuff what he's doing. So I'm going with Roman as well. It's off the fact that, yeah, Roman's not losing the defend. He didn't lose the defend. He's not going to lose the demon. I mean, it sucks because we're wasting the demon and we're, you know, still, again, running into the problem that we did before with the demon, because what's the difference? That's my issue with the demon. What is the difference between the demon and Finn Balor? The face paint? Because when he, because if he loses tonight, what's the difference?
Well, to be fair, I mean, name the last person that beat the demon.
Ray?
Huh?
The Fiend?
The Fiend didn't beat the demon.
Well, wasn't it Bray? Was it Bray?
It was not Bray.
Who was it then?
It was Samoa Joe at a house show on NXT.
That was a, what? I thought he lost to...
I thought Bray beat him.
Why? Didn't Bray beat the Fiend? I mean, the demon?
You mean the match that they were supposed to have and Bray got sick? And they ended up doing AJ Styles versus the demon, in which the demon beat AJ Styles. That match was that was supposed to happen?
Yeah,
they teased the whole thing where it was supposed to be Sister Abigail versus the demon. But remember, that was the same day that was the same week that Roman got sick too. And Roman got pulled off the card and they put Kurt Angle in the Shield.
That was 2018 then?
Yeah, that was around that time frame. So I'm saying, like,
wow, that's crazy.
The demon has never been beaten on the main roster, but he has been beaten by Samoa Joe. Because you could almost think back to all the times that you saw the demon, and you'll be like,
That was then? Okay. All right.
We have an encyclopedia. We can fact check this, or someone could drop in the comments below. But I'm pretty sure that the demon has never been beaten on the main roster.
Yeah, fact check us if you guys
sure that Samoa Joe, I know for a fact Samoa Joe has beaten the demon.
Because it's me when the belt.
Yeah. Because that was the first time that he became that's when he became the two-time champ.
Right, because that was at Beast and East.
Yeah.
The house show they did in Japan.
Right. He won the title there.
Right, okay.
And then, then the demon, I think Finn got called up, like, right after that. Or did he win it back and then got called? I know he got called up, and then eventually he won the Universal title. And then he had to drop it the next day. Yeah. And then the next time we saw the demon, who did he face?
I don't know. Let's listen.
I feel like he's only had only six matches with the face paint with the demon. Because I know AJ Styles was one of them. He beat AJ. He beat, because this demon, the demon character we see right now, this is the most I've ever seen Finn painted. Leading up to a match.
Right. Didn't he just show up as a demon? As a demon, just like usually, unless that one time, can't remember. It was SummerSlam.
That was when he faced.
And also, if you were talking about the Fiend beating Finn Balor, he beat Balor when Balor was
right. He squashed him. Yeah.
Yeah. But he never ran. We wanted him to run it with the demon, but they never ran that match.
Never did it.
Right after that, they put the Fiend in that Hell in a Cell match with Seth Rollins that ended with the mallet. And then he lost the title at Crown Jewel. And then eventually the Fiend dropped the title to Goldberg.
Oh, that's not...
Basically destroying the character.
Just because Goldberg didn't want to go over, man. Listen, he's a superhero to kids.
Nah, screw that.
He had to beat the monster.
Listen, I know kids that watch wrestling. Okay.
One watches wrestling to be like, yo, let's go put on that Goldberg. You know, all he does is do spears. He can't even do a jackhammer, right, for fuck's sakes. And you mean to tell me, these kids want to see him. No.
I know kids who actively watch WWE every week. And I have never had a child tell me that they like Goldberg or they're excited to see Goldberg. And I leave it at that. But Cliff, you got Roman, right?
Yeah.
All right, Roman. Let me make sure I got that. All right, cool. All righty. So that's all the matches I see on this card, unless they add something last minute and I missed it. But
I know that there's a possibility of a women's tag match being on the show, because I know Tegan Knox and Shotzi Blackheart wants to claim their championship against Nikki A.S.H. and Rhea Ripley.
Well, if the match does happen, we'll have that added to in our scores, not our scores, but in our picks. So with that, we're gonna move to the greatest segment in all Three Count podcast segments. It's now time for the Red Dogs Power Rankings.
All right, let's jump into our honorable mentions, right? So number one that we have is going to be Randy Orton versus AJ Styles, as I mentioned on Raw. It was one of my favorites at the time. Let's get into number two with an honorable mention. This would be Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, versus Ruby Soho. Let's get into our next one. It's going to be Tommaso Ciampa and Bron Breakker versus Pete Dunne and Ridge Holland on NXT 2.0. As we move up, we got to talk about this match. This actually, you know what? I probably should have picked this match for my match of the week. Roderick Strong versus Kushida on NXT 2.0. Banger of a match. Love that match. And then we're going to move up to our last honorable mention match, which would be the Salt of the Earth himself, MJF versus Brian Pillman Jr. on Dynamite. So those are your honorable mentions. Let's get into number 10. We actually mentioned this match earlier in a quick throwaway line. Roman Reigns versus Montez Ford on SmackDown. It was a fun match. I really like this one. Let's get into number 9. This is actually, I like this match a lot too, and we kind of have to just talk about it. It was Man of the Year versus the Inner Circle on Rampage. I liked it. I thought that was a great match too. We're going to talk also, by the way, shout outs to Team Alpha Male. American Top Team for showing up. Like, oh man, it was awesome. And to have Masvidal and Chris Jericho with the flying knee, it was so awesome. I was like, I jumped for it. All right, number 8, we got to talk about it. The Super Click versus Jurassic Express and Christian Cage on Rampage. Another fun match. We're going to go into number 7. And you guys are going to notice a theme in this because, you know, he kind of was like all over the place. So we're going to give it up to the Bloodline versus the New Day on Raw. So we go into number 6. This is Chaz's pick. CM Punk versus Will Hobbs on Rampage.
Okay.
Let's go. Number 5. Actually, I love this match just because of the dynamic between these four teams. It's the Lucha Bros and Santana and Ortiz versus the Butcher and Blade and Private Party on Rampage. I loved it. Not going to even front.
It gave me a headache.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Usually I'm not very big into multi-man matches, but four teams work together and I really liked it. So I was really invested in the team. Plus, not knowing who's going to win, I feel like that was really good. Sometimes I just like watch a match. I'm like, I know who's going to win this match. And just seeing those guys run it, I was like, that's cool. Let's get to number 4. We talked about this. Sting and Darby Allin versus FTR on Dynamite. Great match. Loved it. Let's get to number 3. This is going to be kind of shocking to people. Roman Reigns versus Bobby Lashley versus Big E is sitting at the number 3 spot for Raw. I ain't going front. I like this match a lot. So that's number 3. What's number 2? Let's be real. It was a great story being told. There was a lot of great things that happened in this match. Kind of convoluted in parts, but I will have to give it its props where it's due, because Malakai Black versus Cody Rhodes definitely deserves my second spot. So if that is my second spot, obviously you guys know what the number 1 spot is, and let's not even waste any time. It is Daniel Bryan versus Kenny Omega on Dynamite. That is the number one spot. So shout outs to those guys. But let's give it up to, I think it's the first time where I've had somebody make the spot three times in three different matches. Fucking Roman, dude.
give him his cape.
I can't, like, the thing is like, when it comes to, like, temp check and saying, like, who's the hottest wrestler, yeah, it 100% is Roman, but I want to find another wrestler because it's so easy to be like, yeah, Roman Reigns, duh. I want to find another wrestler that's on the up and up because Roman is just all over the place, and every time I have to watch all of his matches because they're always fire.
They are. They are.
They great are. Stories.
They are. Well, I don't – I mean, I could always argue with the, you know, your power rankings certain matches, but hey, I'm not going to because
yeah, last week we didn't. We had, of course, I went on that huge rant last week.
You did, and we had to cut it down to five.
We cut it down to five because I was like, I didn't even finish watching the rest of the shows because I was so pissed.
Oh man, but yeah, that's the show, guys. Thank you for if you made it this far. Thank you for sticking with us. Got to always give shout outs to those that stick with us the whole way because this show is a trip. So thank you for checking us out. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube. Make sure you hit that bell button so you get a notification. Okay. You can subscribe and that's all cool and dandy, but hit the bell button, you know? Why would you ever want to miss any of the content that we put out? We put out a lot of content, so don't miss it. So hit that bell button as well. As the subscribe button. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media platforms at Three Count Pod. But on Twitter, it's Three Count_Pod. It's the only thing that's different than everything else. But and that's the number three. Don't you dare type in THREE for anything involving Three Count Podcast because you won't find us. You'll probably find it other Three Count Podcast knockoff. So
all of the Three Count Podcasts.
Yeah. So make sure you type in the number three count podcast on all social media. Buy a shirt. That's all I'm going to say on that is buy a shirt. And check out the interviews that we got coming out for Now Entering the Ring. With that, I'm going to sign us off here with my little brother, my home skillet biscuit head, Drip JJ, here with the red dog who busted my lip and I smacked across the face for it. And it's me, your boy, your nephew, the cousin. It's the Don, Chaz Evans, the Kenny G of any bag teams. Make sure you tune in next week for the debate show. Be there. We'll be somewhere else.
One chip challenge next week.
Hey, guys. It's the host of the Three Count, you know, Chaz Evans here. Make sure to let you know that I don't run shit. I don't do shit. I just talk shit. And make sure you subscribe to our podcast. What else did you do? You should also follow us on all social media. That's the Facebook at Three Count Podcast, the Instagram at Three Count Pod, and the Twitter at Three Count_Pod. Also, if you like us a lot, you should definitely buy a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/3countpod, and that's the number three. Don't be an idiot and type in THREE, because you're not going to find anything. So, make sure you follow us at 3CountPod or 3Count_Pod on Twitter and buy a shirt. Be there or be somewhere else.